to the Richard Nixon Experience.
A publicity-seeking judge, a revenge-seeking FBI official, and a partisan special prosecutor.
At least a dozen secret meetings between Judge Sirica and interested prosecutors or interested parties in the outcome of the Watergate break-in.
Are these not called ex parte contacts?
They are called ex parte contacts. They are highly suspect. I think we can make a case that the president did the right thing. John Dean has been protecting himself. We say it's not the crime, it's the cover-up. That's what John Dean did. He dug them in a hole so deep they couldn't get out, and then he leapt out and said, see what they did, see what they did.
Yeah, John Dean coming clean is a little absurd.
So I want you to play this little game with me, and I want you to count how many times it says that Mr. Vint, who wrote this memorandum, says the word uncooperated.
Of course, that blew up.
That's exactly
everything
right.
That John said in his prepared remarks was corroborated. He was the most corroborated witness I've ever had in 50 years of practicing law, Anderson. It was astonishing.
Gordon Liddy was not hired by John Dean. I don't know where that idea came from.
So I was told to look around so somebody could go over to 1701 and do this. And that's when I came up with Gordon Liddy, who they need a lawyer. Gordon had an intelligence background with FBI service.
The tapes are going to end up perhaps being a blessing as time goes on, because the tapes, as we get into more and more of them, are starting to provide us material that is exculpatory for President Nixon. I mean, what happened with the prosecutors, and when these tapes were put out, that they did these slices of the tapes, all of which shows the abuse of power and so forth, but they don't show the complete story of what was going on within the presidency and how some of the comments fit into context. So I think there's a lot of road to travel here. We're 50 years into it, but we're a long way from getting to all of the bottom level of what this thing was all about.
If you had it to do all over again, you'd burn them.
Yes, I think so, because they were private conversations subject to misinterpretation, as we have all seen.
Thank you for being with us.
I just wanted to be sure to understand. As the president is concerned, everybody in this case is to talk and tell the truth. Now that you're to tell everybody, you don't even have to call me on that with anybody. You just say those are your orders.
Very good.
Fair enough?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right, thank you, sir.
Richard Nixon and Watergate, 1974. Through the fire. It'll change everything you thought you knew about Richard Nixon.
He had a huge store of enemies. Many of them felt they were doing the Lord's work or were being patriotic by trying to destroy Richard Nixon.